Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Lanzano.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's show. I will present you and welcome you to Issues of Today Talk Radio. I'm your host, the new voice of the people, Taj Lanzano, along with the co-host, Jackie Grooves. What's up, Jackie?
Hey, Taj. What's going on, everybody?
All right, tonight we're going to be sending a special tribute out to Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes. They have recently passed. He passed this past weekend, and we just want to have a small segment basically just talking about them and some of the things that they've done and some of the, some of the funny things that Bernie Mac has said, the career of Isaac Hayes. So just want to take the time out to give tribute and thanks for what they have done as far as in music and entertainment. All right, so if you definitely want to add anything to it, call into the show, 347-326-9697. All right, but you know how we always do. Song of the day. All right, the song of the day is Cold World by Big Phil. You're listening to Issues of Today, Talk Radio. Welcome back. I didn't play that whole song because we already got callers calling in for the show, so I'm going to go ahead and turn that song off for right now and get to the phone lines. Hey, thanks for calling Issues of Today Talk Radio. What's your comment about today?
Yeah, that me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was calling because I saw that you're going to be talking about Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, and I just wondered what your thoughts were, what your audience's thoughts were about the possibility of there being no coincidence about that and there being a ritual performed on their death.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that personally.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you're fine. I really didn't even think of it like that. I did find it quite coincidental that they both passed away in the same weekend. But Bernie Mac has been sick for some time, from what they say, that he's been sick
right.
for some time now, and that it just, even I read a story. I read something about that his daughter had mentioned today on CNN, letting everybody know that they thought that he was going to be all right, but they saw as the weeks went on that they was already prepared for the worst. Because things had started changing in his condition.
Right.
And I didn't even know Isaac Hayes was even having, it's almost like Johnny Cochran. When Johnny Cochran passed away, you didn't even know he was sick.
Right.
I mean, nobody said, and he just upped and died, and that was the end of it. You never heard anything else about it. So I never even knew Isaac Hayes was having any health issues or he didn't even had a health issue, but I know Bernie Mac had been sick for some time.
But
now, I did hear today where someone had told me, and I don't know how true this is, but I guess in November, Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes were actually either doing a movie or a movie was supposed to come out. And
right.
That was the first
right.
that I had actually heard about that as well. So that
right.
was a shocker to me. And then, like you said, it's funny that they both passed, a day or two apart?
Just a day apart. But what I'm saying is that as far as rituals being performed, it's like you look at the Batman movie with Heath Ledger, and the reason why it's so big and the reason it's about to beat Titanic for the most money ever is because Heath Ledger is dead, and people want to see him in his last performance. But now these guys have a movie coming out, and they die a day apart. It's like that somebody's trying to outdo themselves. You know what I mean? This is something that needs to be put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I never even looked at it like that. And wow, I only have response. I usually have response to everything. I only have response to that. I mean, I don't know. It's we're losing too many. I did want to say this. We are losing too many powerful black entertainers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through health issues. I don't care whether it's been recent drug usage, bad diets, lack of exercise, whatever it might have been, bad habits, whatever it's been, we are losing too many of the people that we look to as being, you know, leaders in through entertainment, through whatever. We're losing too many of our powerful entertainment leaders. Look at in the last 5 years, we lost Richard. Richard was already, really badly ill. Richard Pryor, Luther Vandross, Gerald LaVert, you know,
takes and his brother Sean.
Yeah, he just died. You know, he's gone, and now we've lost Bernie and Isaac Hayes on the same weekend. And then somebody thinks it's funny that they sent out an email bulletin saying that Lil Wayne's daughter died today, or died over the weekend in a car accident, and she is alive and well. I don't, you know, I just find it is something's got to be done as far as, you know, keeping up on the health of our entertainers. They make a lot of money. It should be somebody that should be able to,
I want to second that, but I want to further that point and say that not only the health of the entertainers, but the health of black people as a whole, because we're not doing what we're supposed to do, man. A lot of our people feel like all they need to do, you know, a lot of women feel like all they need to do is get their hair and their nails done and it's all good, you know what I'm saying? They still need to get out there and jog and work it out, you know what I'm saying? But the men the same way, you know what I'm saying, feel like all they can do is, you know, get some gear and get a shape up, and you can play video games all day. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get out.
Yeah. Let me
out, man.
Let me get to the phone line. Thanks for calling. It's Just a Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah. How you doing? Dan Moon calling from Nighttime New York. I saw your. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I saw. So you're going to be talking about Bernie Mac tonight and Isaac Hayes. I'd just like to talk a little bit about Bernie Mac. That's a great loss. In my mind, there's two type of people in the world. You're either making the world better or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Mac was a guy who was making the world better.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy who brought great joy to people, brought a lot of humor and the ability for people to take their mind off of serious issues. And even the ability to discuss serious issues in a humorous manner. And to me, when I didn't really follow his personal life too closely, so I didn't know that he was, had a long history of illness, related to this lung problem that he had. And when I saw the news that he passed away, it was just very shocking to me, and I felt very bad, and I still do. And I wish him. Well, he brought me, many, many times I'd be watching television and I'd turn him on, and whatever was on my mind would go out of my mind, and I'd focus on Bernie. He's one of the, a handful of guys that made me laugh out loud, where you just, like, have to just let it go. You just say, man, that is one funny guy.
Yeah,
and
Bernie
he will
Mac,
definitely
I,
be missed.
the one thing that I want to say on behalf of Bernie is the fact that when he cracks a joke, he puts emphasis on that joke. Like, I think his funniest movie, in my opinion, is Players Club.
Okay.
I believe his funniest movie is The Players Club.
Club.
And, I mean, that and Life was another funny movie that he was in.
Yes.
But Players Club was like that was the banger right there. You know, that movie was just hilarious top to bottom.
Well, you know what they say is there's the two types of comedians. There are comedians who say funny things, and there are comedians who say things funny. And Bernie was just a guy who, his delivery, exactly like you said, his emphasis, the way he put a spin on a phrase, you just had a laugh. You just said, man, that is funny. That is like, you could just imagine sitting on a bar stool or sitting on a street corner on a stoop and just having him crack you up for hours on end, you know, because He didn't have just a like just a rote, you know. He had jokes that he told,
yeah,
but
hey,
it was
Bernie
that,
Mac. I'm sorry, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, please.
Bernie Mac was one of them guys. Bernie, Eddie Murphy, Martin, Adam Sandler, Jimmy, Jim Carrey. Them guys are just, they're more than comedians. They're just naturally funny.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't make somebody be funny. You know what I mean? Certain people are just born to be silly, and them dudes really are just silly. So they're not really, to me, it's not even acting. They're just doing what they normally do. You know, they're just putting a spin on it. You know, them guys, man, Bernie Mac lost. I was surprised. One thing I was really surprised in Bernie's career, he did not get a lot more movies than what he got.
Well, I think he was getting big. I think he was just blowing up. He was just, he was carrying carrying some big movies there in the last year or two. He was developing a persona that people wanted to see. Like, I'd want to, not a lot of people I want to sit in a movie theater and pay $8 to see, or $10, whatever. Here in New York, it's like $12 now. But, you don't want to go to, people want to go to a movie and be transported from where their real life is to some kind of a make-believe world. And Bernie was the type of guy you could look at the screen, and for 2 hours, when you left, you got your $10 worth. They say, Bernie, you earned your $10, man.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> I mean,
so listen,
I keep going back to now, as far as Isaac Hayes, I don't want to leave him out other than such. I really didn't follow a lot. I'm a young guy, so Isaac Hayes was before my time. But I do remember some of the songs he had. He had when he did the "I'm Gonna Get You Sucker" movie, that was hilarious. When he had the I think some of the soundtrack, a song on the soundtrack of Dead Presidents. That was an incredible song. I mean,
yes.
that's another great loss.
And then he was the chef on
Chat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
South
let me
Park.
Just say this, and I'll leave you. I'll say this about Isaac Hayes. There are two great moments in musical history on television, and I'm old enough to have seen both of them. The first, well, I'll start with the second one. The second great moment, the second greatest moment on television was Michael Jackson's reappearance when he did, what was the name of that song? Where he was moonwalking backwards on the Motown special, the 25-year special.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second greatest appearance, like a musical change. You could witness it in person on television. But the number one musical moment in the history of television was Isaac Hayes appearing on the Oscars when the curtains open, and here's Isaac Hayes stripped down just to his a pair of pants with those chains around his neck, those big sunglasses on, and he played Shaft. That was a thrilling moment where you say, wow, I've never seen that before on a stage where it had that type of impact, where it took your breath away. And so I wish Isaac Hayes well, and I wish Bernie Mac well, and I hope one day to see them again in a better place.
All right, so I want to thank you for calling into the show, and appreciate your comment on that.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Too. Thank you. If anybody has anybody else want to call in and get their condolences or their thoughts and their prayers or just a comment you want to make about Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, please call to the show at 347-326-9697. Jackie, man, one of my moments with Bernie Mac is I got to go back to that movie Players Club.
Players Club.
Hey, what do you say? What am I gonna pay him? I'm
shot. I'm Chi-Town. I love Players Club. That was an excellent. I mean, if I could watch it over and over and over and over again, that's what I would do. Just sit and rewind, because he played that part, you know. And I also commend him. What'd you say?
No, good. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I also commend him as being I don't want to say single black parent because he was married, but he did take on his sister's kids, and that's what his show, the Bernie Mac show, was based upon. That he had actually, I don't know what happened to his sister. I think she was on drugs or whatever the case may be, and he stepped up to the plate and he raised her kids. So I'm sure that is a great loss to their family, as well as him having a daughter. I didn't even know he had a daughter. I just thought that his nieces and nephews were his only kid. So
They also said he was real big in the community of the city of Chicago, which is a good thing because, you know, a lot of people, it doesn't matter what race you are, a lot of people get money, and they let that money control them and rule them mentally, and where it alters their decision-making, how they behave, and with the people that they were and where they used to live. But Bernie wasn't one of them guys, you know.
Right.
But, man, hey, man, that Players Club. Here's what he said. I didn't do nothing to nobody. Nothing.
Nothing. It's going to be some trouble. Trouble.
Yeah.
He will be missed. He, I'm sure the entertainment business has really suffered a great loss. I did read some comments on CNN today. George Clooney had made a comment about how he would really miss him. Don Cheadle was talking about how he would really miss him. I mean, it's a lot, especially in the comedian business. I mean, you know, that's, they're all like brothers and sisters. So, I mean, I hope that he does rest in peace. I know that last week when we had talked, I made a comment because everyone was sending those text messages out, and it just disturbed me when I did find out that, you know, he did finally pass away.
You know,
and it just bothered me because people were sending those texts out. You know, they were rushing his life away. You know, I know God has already had it planned, but, you know, to me, I just felt like they were breaking bread on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't do that. They did, like I said, they did that today about Lil Wayne's daughter. You do not do that unless you know for sure that this person has moved on. You don't do that because you don't know how many text messages that hit around the world, people sending that. And then, you know, he's not dead yet. And then, okay, then you got to go back and relive that grief because now he really is gone.
Right.
You know, you just don't do that. But Bernie was hilarious. When I seen him on Kings of Comedy, oh, my God. He said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? He said 2, 4, and 6. Ooh, somebody come help me babysit these motherfuckers. He said, I don't know. I think I'm about to watch that tonight. You know,
okay,
I
said, just play it over and over again.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. What the sad part about all this is, I was trying to book guests all the way from now to December, and Bernie Mac was on my top list to interview.
Wow.
I had a bunch of questions I wanted to ask him about his career. Does he, you know, does he feel he gets the respect that he deserves, and all that? I was really going to do a great interview with Bernie Mac. Him and Master P both, I had them at the top of my list, and I found Bernie Mac's publicist and never got around to calling her because. I didn't know if I had the right information. I was on Google trying to Google it up and never got around to getting Bernie Mac on the show. And when I got that message, I was like, are you serious, man? I cannot. I said, he's dead. I didn't even want to believe it. I'm like, Bernie Mac? I was almost as shocked as that as I was when Gerald LaVert passed away. I said, Gerald LaVert? No, we always losing good people, man. And it's crazy, man. It really is. And, you know, we done lost a lot of greats. And we can't afford to take any more losses. Just feel sad for their family because they lost a funny father, not also a funny comedian, but a funny father. People, you know, people in Chi-Town lost just somebody that they can count on. And so hopefully everybody, you know, the Lord will give blessings out and everybody can be able to move on. But that was a great loss. Nobody can do what Bernie do. Some people can be replaced, but Bernie ain't one of them people.
Right.
You're never gonna
and
have.
And it's just amazing
because.
Only the good die young, it seemed like, you know. I don't even know what to say because I'm just so shocked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I was sending text messages back to everybody saying, no, he's not. Quit texting me this because he's not dead. You know, I just read it in CNN. This man, like you said, they thought that he was going to be fine. I mean, and then to turn around and a couple of days later, his wife says, no, he passed at 2 a.m. And it's like, what? Maybe that's just a fake text. You know what I'm saying? You don't.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that. But he has been sick for quite some time. I mean, he's been real ill. And he's held his ground, you know, through his illness. So, you know.
Tonight, I only set the show up for a small amount of time. You know, for give people another chance to call in and express their feelings about the great Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes. And so we got about 10 minutes left in the show. You definitely call in 347-326-9697 and give your favorite Bernie Mac moment. You know, your favorite Bernie Mac movie, your funniest Bernie Mac quote. You know, if you got anything about Isaac Hayes, like I said, Jangaline. I don't really know too much. Yeah, Jangaline. Your hands nice and soft and supple like a lady. You need anything, you're going to be anything. Jangaline. Hey, I remember the movies, man. And,
right.
Like I said, I didn't really know too much about Isaac Hayes' career. He was before my time, but I did grow up watching I'm Gonna Get You Sucker and Stop Dead Presidents numerous times, and I just know a loss, you know, I know a loss when it comes around, and anytime you lose anybody, it's a loss, because everybody in this world, whether they believe it or not, they matter to somebody.
Right.
You know, everybody matters to one person. No matter if it's just one person, you matter to somebody out there. So even if you, anytime somebody loses somebody, it's a loss. It's a deep loss, because you never know who that person was important to, you know, including their family and themselves. So, yeah, it's going to be a rough one without Bernie around, because you're not going to have nobody to fill that gap.
He was definitely hilarious.
Hey, what'd he tell Jamie Foxx? Blue, if I raise up on this table, it's going to be trouble. Trouble. Walk it off. Go ahead, walk it off. Save a horse.
See, I can't remember quotes like that. Although I watched the movie a million times, I just can't remember quotes like that. But I will make sure that I just try to get everything that I possibly can that has him in it right now and just sit back and just have a Bernie Mac day. Maybe then we ought to make us a Bernie Mac holiday.
Hey, that man Blue walked and he said, Blue, all you do is play record. That's all you do. Who you think he is, Kid Capri? You said quick? Dude, you ain't not.
Wow.
Shut up, I don't want to hit nothing. Hey, save a horse. Classic. I'm about to pop that in. As soon as we get off this air, I'm going to put that in, because I can sit back and roll off that all day long. But, yeah, that's a... Man, we can't afford to lose, you know, anybody else. We, you know, Joe LaVert was a blow. Luther was a blow. These are unexpected, untimely situations that have come about without no answers, you know. So hopefully.
Like the caller from New York brought up in regards, or I'm sorry, the first caller was talking about Heath Ledger. And, I mean, I don't know if anyone had the chance or the opportunity to see Batman, but that was a good movie. And, I mean, and I can really say that Heath Ledger played that part. I mean, he if I can say this, he played the hell out of that part. I mean, and that was – it's just crazy because, I mean, they're just going. And it's like they're going not even in pairs. They're going in groups, you know. And it's
I saw that. I went to the movies yesterday and saw Batman, and it was action packed. He played the joke. I mean, he was comical, you know, a comical villain. You know what I mean? And you know, even though Jack Nicholson to me, you know, probably to me did the best, but Keith Ledger was right there with him because he played that part to the T. And it's sad that, you know, another person is lost to due to whatever reasoning. But, you know, people got to understand, you know, life is not guaranteed. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to reach out for help if we need it, whatever you can do, because there's always somebody. You are worth something to people in this world, whether you want to believe it or not. You know, people got to take their life, you know, just take life a little more serious. Have fun, but also take it serious and know that you're here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta try to keep people around as long as possible.
Right.
You know, people say it's your time to go. It's your time to go. I don't necessarily believe that. I believe you can go before you're going to go. Nobody's walking off this planet alive, but it's how you go.
Right.
You know, do you want to go 80 years old, living a good life, being respectful to people, being nice to people, being a blessing, and dying at 80 in your bed and your heart just give out, or do you want to die at 21, walking down a dark alley at night, getting ready to go sell some drugs?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
If you pick, you know, sometimes you can almost pick your situation to
your
go,
faith.
You know. God,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, your faith. So, you know, I don't necessarily believe that, but, you know, it's a sad, sad day, and it's not going to be a play. So I guess I'm just going to have to use the Bernie Mac catalog, and he played in Ocean's 11 and 12. And he had that baseball movie that not too many people talk about called Mr. 3000.
Mr.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was real good.
Yeah. That was a good movie. He had him in Life, Django Lane, Players Club. What's some more of Bernie's?
I was reading his biography earlier today, and I was trying to think. He was in movies that I didn't even realize he was in. You remember he played in Charlie's Angels. He played that. He played a good part in Charlie's Angels.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. He was – I can't even think the dude's name that he played in Charlie's Angels. What is the man's name? Can I think of his
name? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. He played a trying to think of what else did he play in. Pride. Did you ever see Pride?
Yes. I forgot about
that.
That. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was another great movie that he played in that, you know, you didn't hear nothing about really, but yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot all about that movie. Pride was a great movie. Yes. Great movie. He had a line in there too. They Terrence Howard asked him, hey, you wanted to come swimming with us? He said, well, where I'm from, we swim naked. And I don't want to embarrass somebody.
Right. And what else did he play in? I'm trying to think.
I can't think, but when Bernie's in a movie, some people can have just a couple of lines and maybe you remember them. Bernie was one of them people. You didn't have to. You know, some actors, you don't even realize they're in the movie. Like, damn, it was in that movie, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm,
he's one of the
mm-hmm.
people that, when he's in there, you'll know it. You know,
what's the movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, with Ashton Kutcher? He played in that.
Oh, I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, that's where his daughter was marrying a white guy. So he played he played the dad, yep. And that was pretty good. So he played in a lot of great films. I mean, Kings of Comedy. He was just an all-around awesome guy. I mean, you know, it's just hard to believe that, you know, that he's gone. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I really am. I'm speechless. I don't even know, you know, what to say. And it falls to the same for Isaac Hayes. I mean, I personally don't know a lot of what Isaac Hayes has done other than Chef and playing the chef on South Park, but I mean, I know that they were saying he did a lot of songs. So, I mean, and he's an older gentleman. I believe they said that he was found on the side of his treadmill.
Treadmill.
Yeah, the treadmill still going. So, you know, he was probably exercising. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was probably trying to stay fit, you know, doing what he was supposed to do. But, you know.
We only got.
Go ahead.
Nah, I was saying we got about a minute left. I didn't really mean to cut you off. We got about a minute left. We just want to say before we go that, you know, our prayers go out to the families of Isaac Hayes and Bernie Mac. Greatly, surely going to be missed. And for everybody out there, just take care of yourselves because you never know when your day is coming. Just take care of yourself out there. And like always, that's why I always say on my show, love each other as you expect to be loved. Because you just never know. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. Tune in tomorrow, all right? And definitely watch out for the rest of the week. We've got some great stuff coming up this week from now to the end of the year. Keep that. I want to thank my co-host Jackie for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bernie and Isaac.
Yes, for sure. And prayers out to their families. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Like I always say, love each other. You expect to be loved. Take care of each other. And God bless you and good night.
Good night.